Hi, I'm Bukamunjani Shabalala, and I'm sipping the best tea in the city. In the city.
On the street, on the air.
This song precedes 2010, that's for sure. And now, I now understand why you won.
Really?
You're intimidating, but I'm going to change room. What kind of beauty queen is this?
This is my.
That makes me happy.
Shame, man. And you're exposing Svara, man.
I mean, it's part of what happens. Limpopo, Tila, for what, four tall gates, and then you fall in love with somebody from Soweto. What do you think is going to happen? This is it.
And I see him in your videos, and I'm like, shame. Shabby, you have to sing along, bro.
It's actually his idea, okay?
No way. So,
like, he is, let me tell you, he's the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah, he looks it. Welcome after 13 years. What?
Thank
13,
you.
13 years, eh?
Yeah, well, no. Yes, I was here in 2011.
14 years?
Yeah, it's 14 years.
And this is just after your reign. I just got crowned a month later.
I came to the studio for your interview.
My top 10 of 10, yeah.
And that's actually how I met my husband. It's your show. Funny enough, he was...
Where is my commission?
You deserve
a commission.
Yeah, I was coming in for your interview and he was leaving
for
an interview because his goal had been chosen as one of the top 10 best goals of the World Cup. And so he was leaving for Europe. So as he was walking out, I was walking in and that's how we met. I was on my way to... Exactly.
So this was going to be what? In an autobiography?
This wasn't meant to be on air.
Now you know. I can't wait to read what they said to each other in that corridor that led to this union. Congratulations, Miss Executive Director, Miss Universe SA.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But before we get into that, because I think it's very important, let's first unpack, right? Mm-hmm. And... layman,
yeah,
like we don't know anything.
Yeah,
Miss SA, Miss Universe, Miss World. Mm. For me, Miss World is the World Cup of pageants.
Yeah,
Miss Universe.
Yeah, I mean, right now, Miss Universe is the top international pageant. But I remember winning, and at the time, my goal was Miss World when I won Miss South Africa.
Yes,
and I still did both anyway because it was part of the package and I loved it.
Yeah,
you know, I always used to say it was a rehearsal, one was rehearsal for the other one.
Yeah,
and but I mean, for me, it is definitely a full circle moment to have been on the other side of these great stages and now to be the national director.
Yeah,
you know, to be blessed with the opportunity to now send a young woman to get the same experience that I've had. I mean, for me, it's very humbling.
No, congratulations, honestly. And we'll come to that role in terms of what it entails. But like I said, what is the difference between the three? The one we know for sure
it's
is
for national. Yes,
is national.
Being a national ambassador. Yeah. And they both stand for the same thing. It's about making a difference, but on an international level. There are certain things and certain spaces you won't be able to get to as a Crown Miss South Africa. But the moment you get an international title, you know, then you get to make a difference, literally, globally.
Yeah,
you know, you're not restricted to your country and hopefully not just your continent. Now you get to be on a global stage and you get to literally travel the world, you know, fighting and actually just putting your advocacy there, depending on what it is for that year.
So I need to first debunk how I have structured my thinking around Miss SA to Miss World.
Yeah.
And I'm using soccer terms. Bafana Bafana goes to the World Cup.
Yes.
And it also goes to Africa Cup of Nations.
Yes.
Will I be right to say Miss Universe, that's where it sits?
No, Miss Universe would probably be the World Cup. Because that's where about 100 and something girls from across the globe all meet on the same stage.
And Miss World?
Miss World is exactly the same thing. One is just called Universe, the other one is just called World.
Aha.
Yeah.
Aha.
Yes.
Okay. There's also a part where the first princess goes to the one of the competition.
One of the competition.
And not necessarily the queen.
Yes. So what usually happened, I mean, in my time, you would get Miss Universe, Miss World under Miss South Africa.
Yes.
And then later on, they added Miss Supra National.
Okay.
And usually they would send a runner up there.
Okay.
And they had it for a couple of years, and then I got the license last year. And then now I got the Universe one. But it depends on how, as an organization, you want to structure it. You can still send a winner to Miss Supra or Miss Universe. I think it really depends. And I'm speaking based on us and our organization to say we have these two amazing international platforms. And by next year, when we host a pageant, we'll decide how we structure it, whether the winner goes to both or the winner goes to Universe and then the runner-up goes to Miss Supra. So it's still, we're still working on it and strategizing around it. But yeah, it depends on an organization, really. I think I was the last Miss South Africa to actually do both Miss World and Miss Universe. And then I think after me, then they started sending the runner-ups to one of the pageants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they would start sending.
It's a given.
No, it's not a given.
Is that why the current Miss SA is not doing Miss Universe?
Yeah. Because they don't have the license. Yeah, they don't have all the licenses currently. But I'm hoping they do get an international license.
Yeah.
It's I always say this. I don't know how to explain it. I've often said, you know, when we sing the national anthem, I get so emotional because there's such an attachment to the country when you've represented it. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like seeing a flag in a crowd, seeing the South African flag in a crowd of people.
It just
does something to my soul because I have been there. I have been on stage where it looked dark and all I could see was that is the
one
South African flag.
And
it just moves you in a way that it can't be explained. And, I really feel when you win that title, you should get the opportunity to go internationally. But I mean, they are also a new organization. And I think we also need to give them grace, because...
Which one, Miss SA?
Currently, Miss South Africa has been taken over. So because of that, I think we have to give them grace while they find their feet. But I know they're going to do amazing work anyway. That's it.
Okay. So Miss SA.
Yeah.
Like SAFA.
Yes.
Right.
I hope my husband is listening.
He's very proud right now. He's like,
hey,
swar.
Yeah,
I swear. We might be the smart. So like SAFA, Miss SA has to have licenses.
Yes.
To then send representatives
to FIFA
or whatever
whichever other one.
Right? Perfect. You said something about you got the license. Supra, which one?
Yes. Supra National. And Miss Universe. So I actually
you
have
got
to.
The license.
Yes.
Wanyan. No, Chavalala war kolot. Wanyan. What do you mean you got the license?
So I have the licenses for both those international pageants, and they're currently in the top three of the top international pageants. And it's, So it's been.
As in, you are.
The national director and
owner
of the licenses in South Africa. So I get to send. South African
Chris,
girl.
Where's the po-po-po-po-po? What?
Yeah, so it's been a great year. Humbling year.
How are you?
No. I try and do, but yeah. Sometimes what's over.
That is an achievement and a half.
Thank you.
Oh, you're breaking news. Breaking news at this hour. Ms. Bokani Monshane Chabalala is the sole license owner of Miss Supranational and Miss Universe.
Yes.
I love that. Now, when you have a beauty pageant, others see it as entertainment.
Mm.
You see it as a social movement.
Sure, yeah.
Represented by one person to hopefully not only change the country or give hope to the country, and hopefully also go to the world to give attention to the country where this person is coming from, so that they can then garner more finance, support, whatever, to do whatever it is at their heart. Is that the essence of what pageants are?
Oh, definitely. It is a social movement. And I think people often take it for granted because it's pageantry. You know, people try and make it a very fickle industry, but it's not. And I have seen with me just getting crowned. You know, I always have the story of how you can go to a school and you speak to kids, and the kids, you know, they come from good families, they're just happy Miss South Africa is there. And then you go to a school, maybe somewhere in Ramphahlelo or Ramolepo or Lewahomu, and you stand there and you're introduced, and people say, this is Bokang Mondjane and she is Miss South Africa, and the look in their eyes is just incredible. Because these kids cannot believe that somebody who looks like me, speaks like me, comes from where I come from, can be anything great. And so I call it a social movement, because already from the moment you are crowned, you have no idea the type of impact it has on so many young people out there. Because ba you know, and then aside from that, the advocacy work that is done in a year, you know, it's just incredible the impact that you get to make, you know, the type of community work that you get involved with and in, it's just out of this world. It's being a real change maker. And I think we have seen, even after Miss South Africa, we have seen how these young woman, you know, just become incredible ambassadors for the country, or even just in their communities.
Are you held accountable for the things you did say while in the pageant that you were going to fulfill in your reign? A case in point, what was your cause? What
my
did you
cause
stand
was,
for?
Was the Dare to Dream campaign. So in my year of reign, I had what I call the Dare to Dream campaign. I went to Ramphahlele because I come from there. I went to Alex, and then I went to the Northwest, and I got a group of young disadvantaged girls, and I took them on a camp. On the camp, I had people, successful people from different industries coming through, talking to them. I had career guidance people, experts really coming through and helping them, because nobody really talks about the importance of choosing that career up to matric, because whatever you choose to do, you're going to do for the rest of your life.
That's right.
And right now the theme for my pageants is Dare to Dream, and that should tell you how I have continued with the work. I mean, even after Miss South Africa, I decided a camp, I can only take about 100 kids. So now we started going to schools. So now that I have my own foundation, we go to schools, because then the reach is more.
Okay.
Instead of just picking 100 girls. Now we go to schools and we do the very same program, but just in different schools across the country. And that's what we do on a yearly basis.
Yield so far?
I mean, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's doing great. And I mean, I look at what we just went to a school about 3 weeks ago, and we're doing well. Yeah. And that's what we do.
Have they made it through the public schooling system
they
yet?
They do. And it's very heartbreaking. You know, there's nothing as heartbreaking as even going to a school. And I'm saying this and there are different situations. Sometimes you go to a school and you're there to motivate the kids, and this child is like, me and my siblings just need food. Like, I get what you're saying. And that is, and these
you.
Are the issues in this country.
You're
right?
Speaking to my head right now, but my stomach.
You're talking to me about dreams and stuff, but my mom is hardly ever home. My father is not there. And then now all of a sudden, then you go back. Now we start trying to get social workers involved. Now we start trying to, do you understand what I'm saying? There are others, you know, sometimes you go to a school and you find young people that are really talented. But in schools, there's no extramural activity. There are so many issues that young people in our country are facing. And, you know, you try and do the best that you can. We're doing the best that we can through my foundation. And sometimes you just feel a little bit helpless because you don't have all the resources.
That's
but
right.
We continue. We give what we can, how we can.
Malek, it's official, why?
I mean, that
what
song.
Woo!
That song is such a beautiful reminder of the favor that's been upon my life. It talks about how Mudimu mfile mbatswadi ba mfile mbona. I am so grateful for my parents. They are the best parents in the world. I cannot imagine having come through any other people but them. They were perfectly created for me, if I should put it like that. The sacrifices, but just how my life is, my childhood, my upbringing, how it has led to this moment right here. But also just how life, you know, I have to constantly remind myself, you know, with every single chapter and season of my life.
That's right.
And how it expects a different, it's almost like the expectations of a different Bokang, you know, every season.
Are you going to dig deep?
The story is, whatever the purpose is in this chapter,
But that bar is way too high, the parental bar now.
What do you mean it's way too high? In what way?
You're a parent now.
Oh, no. It's scary.
I know.
It is like the scariest thing.
Like I'm telling you, it's the highest thing.
And
you thought you achieved? Listen.
Yo. And then you're looking at... And you're messing up every day. And worse, I'm raising a child who's on the autism spectrum. So much of it needs so much patience from me.
I have been tested
Bona, upside down, inside out in all different ways, right? But I'm grateful for my kids. Actually, I did a post this morning on Instagram to just say, I'm so happy they chose me as their mom. Because I've learned so much through the journey of motherhood. And it's a scary thing. It is the scariest thing. Yeah. It is scary. That's all I can do. I want to say it's beautiful. It's beautiful, but it's scary.
Hi, I'm Bokamunjani Shabalala, and I'm sipping the best tea in the city.
In the city. On the street, on the air.
All right, here we go. It is 28 minutes to 11. It is my top 10 at 10. And the national director for Miss Universe SA, the license holder herself, is here. It is a little ownership. Hello, ownership. Listen, the pageant world has always been criticized for who it includes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then who it leaves out.
Mm.
I think Ms. SA changed that a bit last year.
Yeah.
But now, with your leadership now, I mean, how are you going to tackle this issue, especially regarding diversity, inclusivity, access, and fair representation, body size?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I think what's amazing as well, especially now with the actual international management of Miss Universe, it's very inclusive.
Okay.
In terms of age, you can even be up until 40.
Okay.
So if you're my age and you actually wanted to enter, you're actually allowed.
Only Mrs.
Yeah. Only Mrs. Married, even with kids, you actually can.
Okay.
And I'm very happy about that, because there's always this notion, once you're married or once you have kids, there's certain spaces.
Hence the Mrs. Allowed.
Hence pageants. The Mrs.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, I'm extremely proud of it, because it means proper inclusion. There's some people who, you know, I don't want to say made mistakes, but maybe not the greatest of choices when they were young, and they happened to fall pregnant when they were 18.
Mm.
And this person has got so much potential.
And they rose from those ashes,
exactly,
so to speak.
And that type of a young woman deserves, you know, space on this platform. And that's what Miss Universe is all about. Obviously, you know, race anyone, culture anyone.
Mm.
And now as well, I mean, it's important as well. I mean, I'm an autism mom.
Mm.
And it's fantastic to know that a young woman who is on the spectrum like my son can be afforded an opportunity to come and actually enter.
Yeah.
You know, and so now it's not exclusive. And somebody might say, but that's not so... No, it is great. It is great, because we have different journeys, right?
Mm.
And different things happen to us. And I think it's important for us... You know, any platform that says, I am beautiful, I'm powerful, and I'm worthy should be allowed for any type of a woman.
Ah.
And that's exactly what this platform does. And yeah, inclusion is top range. You don't have to worry about
that. No, but you're not inclusive.
Why?
No, right now, you're very sexist. Where's the Mr. Universe? You said gender. Where's the Mr. Universe?
I'll create one for you guys later. Please, can I concentrate on this first?
But what happened to those?
I have no
idea. What happened to the men's?
Can I tell you what probably happened? I'm not sure, but I'm just making an assumption, and I do stand to be corrected. Pageantry is a very difficult industry. When I say it's difficult, I mean it's a business. And running it as a business, it's a pain. And let me tell you why. If I am going to any corporate company, and I say, I've got two proposals for you. Here's one for a football tournament or whatever. Let's say I have two proposals. One is my husband's and one is mine. And I say, here's a pageant. I am telling you now, there's a high chance they will go for football. And that is the tragic part about pageantry. So even whether it's for women or men, it's still an industry that is not valued as much as it should, right? And people are always very wary, like you are saying, in terms of discrimination, you know, inclusion, what is allowed, what's not allowed? Do we even want to be a part of something that does not allow, you know? I mean, imagine going to an insurance company and they feel like, do we even want to be a part of a pageant that doesn't allow people who have kids or who are married, because that's the core of our business, you know? So you have to
Can't be for the people yet excluding
still,
others.
So you almost have a million hurdles and loopholes, and you have to jump through a lot of hoops to get anything.
Could the problem start from the fact that we no longer celebrate provincial pageants like we used
to? Which is why one thing that we're going to do is we're going to go to the different provinces again. We are going back, and it's not even necessarily for whatever. It's just to have people feel
represented.
That's it. I think it is such a shame when you have 12 finalists and about 8 of them come from Johannesburg.
Yes.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Who's representing who here?
So we are going to the different provinces to have proper castings there.
Yeah.
And hopefully at the final round, the whole aim is that there should at least be, you know, representative from Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northwest, Eastern Cape, Western Cape, you know, Gauteng, and just to also make our nation feel like they're part of it again.
That's right.
Because back then we used to sit in front of the TV waiting.
And, yes.
When you knew this pageant is playing.
Yeah.
It's taking place Saturday. It doesn't matter. If Nora Luka, you rush back home because you want to
Very
watch.
Very much so.
So that is also one of the things that we are actually going to do in the coming year.
Yeah.
Because we will be hosting a proper pageant in the coming year.
Maybe you should bring soccer players.
To do what?
I get to help with the...
With what?
With the proposal.
How? No.
Before kickoff.
No, we're good.
The halftime show.
No, we'll be good.
Yeah. Now... There's two songs here.
Mm-hmm. Which one and which one?
Beyonce and Matema.
Okay.
Which one?
Which one do I want first? Mm. Oh, you're going to make me cry. I think we can play Matema for now. And yeah, that song just, yeah. I don't know how to... Listen, God has fought for me. Mudimu unluechi so many times.
Yeah.
So many times where... I wasn't supposed to be right in front.
Yeah.
And I'm be right in front. And he keeps doing it.
Yeah.
Time and time again. I'm actually going to get so emotional. But yeah, I find myself so blessed. And Mudimu wanilwela.
Yeah.
And he continues to. And I am surrounded and I'm grateful for the people who surround me, who have gone and they're just around me and they carry me. Hmm. My angels carry me, and so yeah, we do one Loyola continuously without fail.
Mate.
Hi, I'm Bokamunjani Shabalala, and I'm sipping the best tea in the city.
In the city, on the street, on the air.
Hi, Hotman, Yangbong, and Apogo sister, former Kama Motivational. Just a question. Is the minister assisting La Gule, Venchabayagul, since they want to go to provinces? Then, hey, the Kulul Keti, the sister, Alia Kulum. The Akulumangalu Willis, or sister, Alia Kulum. All the best, sister, Chovichu. Lovely show, Hotman.
Oh, Lamlu. So, and I'm glad he asked that because, you know, we can't help but say for anything that we're doing as a country.
Yeah.
Which ministry will this therefore fall under?
Always the biggest issue.
Right?
Always the biggest issue for pageantry. I remember getting crowned and, you know, I called on ministers and the deputy president. At the time, it was Ntate Kgalema Motlanthe. And I said to them, when the Springboks go to, you know, a World Cup or whatever, there's a budget for them. When Bafana Bafana do it, there's something for them. They know exactly where to go. Here I am. I am a young black woman. I've just been crowned as Miss South Africa. I need you to support every initiative I'm going to do. I took the initiative to to actually have that meeting and have the conversation. And the issue will always be Luela Gai.
Yes.
You know, yes. And we'll definitely be approaching arts and culture. Hopefully they'll see value in this, because and we'll also speak to other departments as well in terms of the advocacy work that we're doing. We'll go to education, because one of the main focuses as well from Miss Universe is education for us, you know, the South African part of it. And so we will see. We will see. We're focusing on autism, so education has to be in, social development has to be in. We'll see. But that is always, hence I said, pageantry is such a tough industry. And even running it, I'm in it knowing how tough it is. But I mean, I'm up for the challenge, and I'm really hoping that, you know, corporate government will really just rally behind us and barikuke, elevate us, so we can really make the proper difference that we really want to make.
As you speak, I'm trying to think. There's a Ministry of Women and Children in the presidency.
In the presidency. Yeah.
And you, as a former Misese, the current Misese, shouldn't that be falling there?
It should.
That's my question. You know what I mean? Social development, because of the advocacy work that you do, shouldn't it fall there? And if not there, maybe because they've got, you know, their own, you know, sort of objectives that they may need to meet, maybe the presidency, that's where it needs to sit.
Maybe that's where it needs to go.
Oh. They must then follow the examples of other, you know, you know, countries by having a minister of happiness. No, and seriously.
Just, yeah.
Because there is a ministry of happiness, for instance, in the UAE, there is one, and even other countries has followed suit. Because without the happiness index, you don't know if people want to be in that country.
Yeah, that is true.
We're talking about citizens and those who are immigrants.
Yeah.
Right? And the happiness index has proven from time to time that it is actually a good variable for economic development and growth.
Yeah, tourism as well.
Yeah.
Great for tourism.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if you look back at the record that South Africa has had, it's actually in the top five of the top countries in pageantry. That's how well we've done. And I don't even think government fully understands the branding behind pageantry and what it has brought to the country. Yo. We are in the top five. Top five countries in pageantry, South Africa is there. And that's why it would be such a shame if once again we don't have a representative on the global stage. Because what it does for this country, it's just out of this world.
They're listening. That's all we know.
I hope they are.
21st November, Miss Universe is happening. It's like
now.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, already?
Thank God I'm not the one going on that stage.
But as a national director?
We are ready. What we did, I know there's been a lot of questions around this. How did you pick Melissa to be Miss Universe South Africa?
Melissa.
Melissa Naidmuli.
Yeah.
So she is the first representative for South Africa.
Okay.
And one of the biggest things was how and why.
Yes.
So
Miss JSA, because of the license,
yes,
she's not the one representing.
Yes.
So Melissa
is. Okay? So we got the license last month, literally.
What?
And having it in less than, literally less than 2 months ago. So it was really last month. And, you know, I was approached and it was put on the table and I took the opportunity. But I think more than anything, there was no time to have a pageant.
Yeah.
Because literally, this girl has to leave on Sunday, this coming Sunday.
As in Mosasa?
Yes.
The second?
Yes. So what we did because of that, we went and we went back and did proper research. Who are the girls that really stood out in pageantry for the past about 8 years? And
okay.
We selected 10 girls and then we called them in for castings. We did the proper full-on pageantry interviews. They did ramp. They did everything that's expected in a proper pageant interview. And out of that, with a panel of judges, she came out as the girl who would represent South Africa at Miss Universe. And that's how we did it. And obviously, only from now, for the next one, we'll have a proper pageant. And that's how we had to do it this year because of time. Yeah. And I had the, I had the chance to either not do it this year and wait for next year, but like I said, it would be such a shame.
Yeah.
It would be such a shame, you know, for us as South Africa not to have a representative again. Absolute shame.
How much money is at stake here?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa. Up until now, 2010. I'm going to inflation.
So, So, I mean, there's a lot of investment on the, from the organization. I mean, you know, we didn't even have time to get sponsors, to get all of that. So, yeah, that's why I say we need corporate, we need government to come on board, especially for the next one and for the next girl.
Hi, I'm Bokamunjani Shabalala, and I'm sipping the best tea in the city.
In the city. On the street, on the air.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.